Bibles, if you would please, turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 9, as we continue our preaching series through the Gospel of Matthew, through the miracles here that we see the Lord Jesus perform, and I've been looking at several of those, and I hope and pray that they've been a blessing and a help, certainly to each and every one of you, and I pray that God would speak to our hearts this morning and certainly help us once again. Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 18. Matthew 9, verse 18. I want to talk to you this morning out of these verses 18 through verse number 26. And certainly I don't have time to cover all that's taking place here in the life of the Lord Jesus and the folks that are following him at this point. But I do want to look at the life of Jairus and his daughter and the Lord Jesus here for just a few moments this morning and talk to you about the power of faith. The power of faith. And Miss Debbie even made the remarks in her testimony this morning about teaching these children and sharing with them certainly faith. And certainly we're going to see the importance of faith here in these verses this morning. And I would challenge each of you today, certainly if you have children, if you have grandchildren, or certainly any kind of family today, that you would exercise a power of faith certainly before them, that they could have some knowledge today of the Lord Jesus and certainly could meet him as well. And I understand that each individual this morning has to place their own personal faith and trust in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what you and I do in our faith and through our faith certainly can be a light and a testimony certainly to them and help them to see the power of faith. And so I want you to think about that this morning as we read the verses of Scripture and bring the thoughts that the Lord has placed upon our heart for this hour. You found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, if you're able to, and if you're not, that's certainly okay. And certainly not a new subject this morning by any stretch of the imagination, certainly talking about faith and the power of faith this morning, and certainly faith is a very powerful thing when faith is placed in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see that here unfolding before us in the very text that we have before you today. Verse 18 says, "And while he spake these sayings unto them, being the Lord Jesus, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him." Now notice now the power of faith, saying, "My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live." And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall behold the power of faith." But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Watch it now, thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, "Give place, for thy maid is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. Notice that. Verse 25 says, "But when the people were put forth," you'll find in the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of Luke gives us maybe a little bit more information, certainly on what's taking place. We see that Jesus makes them leave the room, only himself, the parents, and Peter, James, and John's in the room because of the element of faith. I want you to notice that. "But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand," notice that, "and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad into all that land." Notice back in verse 18, being certainly all these verses we're going to try to tie together this morning, but our main thought coming from verse 18 on the power of faith. Notice again, "Behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead." Think about that situation. "But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live." May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Lord, to thank you, Father, for another day on this side of eternity. Lord, to thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. And Father, to thank you, God, again, just for the privilege to be here this morning. And Lord, to be able to hear the teaching of the Word of God, to be able to pray together and worship together. And Lord, to hear the beautiful songs of Zion sung into our hearing this morning. And Lord, what an encouragement it is to our hearts, Lord, to hear, Lord, the wonderful hymns today that have been penned, Lord, even maybe under the most of tragic times, but yet, Lord, have spoken to our hearts even in these days, Lord, to, Lord, encourage us and help us. And Lord, I'm glad this morning that I can say that it's well with my soul. And Lord, as we come now to the Scriptures, Lord, I pray that, God, our ears and our hearts will be open and attentive to, Lord, what you have for each of us here this morning. I don't know what certainly folks might be going through, Lord, in this service today. I don't know what their needs might be, but, Lord, you do. And, Lord, through the power of faith, Lord, we have seen, Lord, time and time again through these Scriptures how, Lord, that you've worked and, Lord, moved in the hearts and lives of so many people. And, Lord, what you've done for them, Lord, you can do for us. And so this morning I pray now, in the stillness of this service, I pray the Holy Ghost of God will, Lord, just continue to work and have your will and have your way, Lord, in our hearts and our lives. And, Lord, if there's needs that need to be met here today, whether they be, Lord, physical needs, whether they be spiritual needs, personal needs, I pray this morning, God, that you just work among us. And, Lord, help us again to be obedient, submissive to you most of all. Lord, if there's one here today lost and undone without you, I pray that, Lord, the power of faith, Lord, would be instituted in their hearts and their lives here this morning, that, Lord, that individual that could be here lost at this very day, Lord, today they walk an aisle, Father, and by faith receive you, Lord, as their personal Lord and Savior. Thank you now for the Word of God. I pray, give me liberty. I pray, bind every hindering spirit this morning. And, Lord, just work now among us. And, Father, we're going to thank you, and we're going to praise you for what you're going to do. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. For a few moments this morning, and I realize time's moving right along today, but I've come to get in today and see what the Lord has in store for us this morning. I hope you have as well. And so we'll try to be as sensitive to time as we can be this morning. But the Lord's placed upon my heart again the thought of the power of faith. I thought about it as I've tried to preach through several of these miracles that Jesus has performed, and I certainly through a lot of different situations. It's amazing to me this morning as we consider how God has worked through the avenue of faith. When it seems to the human eye and the human heart and the human mind that there are so many helpless and hopeless situations. And I believe we've seen those demonstrated in the text before us and many other of these verses and chapters that we have looked at in these miracles. And could I say this morning that the same God, even though all the things that may seem certainly impossible to us and what may baffle you and I, I'm glad through the element of faith that God can still will work in our hearts and our lives this morning, just as he worked in the hearts and lives of those when he was here on this earth performing those miracles. But again, so many hopeless or what seems to be hopeless and helpless situations is just an opportunity and an avenue for God to work this morning. And so I'm so thankful that God can and still work through these obstacles when you and I will apply a simple faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, whether it be for ourselves or whether it be for someone else or whether it be something we might be going through, I'm glad through the element of faith today that God can and still work and perform miracles even in this hour in which you and I live. Now, I understand today, as we study the Bible, of course, the book of Acts and a lot of different things, we see a lot of different miracles, and in the Gospels we see miracles performed, and certainly I'm glad God done that. He was proving, of course, to those folks of who he was. But the greatest miracles, who he said so many times, is that miracle when God can touch a sinner that is lost and undone and bring them to the realization of their need of Christ, touch their hearts, convict them, and draw them, and through their faith in him as their personal Lord and Savior, believing and trusting in him, of his work on Calvary, in his resurrection, and asking him to come into their heart. I'm glad, thank God, that the same Jesus that touched Jairus' daughter, the same Jesus that the woman with the issue of blood touched, is the same Jesus that's available unto each and every one of us here this morning. I'm glad he's still available.
I'm glad he's on the throne. I'm glad he knows what we need. And I'm glad he can meet those needs. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that God's going to answer everything in a way that we would want him to. But listen, if God works in my life, God works in your life, God works in our families, and God works in this church this morning, it'll be through that element of faith, simply taking God at his word. And I hope this morning that every individual under the sound of my voice has placed a saving faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've not, I pray that God would deal with your heart here this morning. I believe as we look at the story of Jairus and his daughter, I believe not only did we can see that she needed a physical touch, but I believe also this morning there's a spiritual touch which is needed as well. And I believe it's a picture of an individual that is lost this morning without Christ. Listen, I'm glad for the power of faith this morning. And so I want to share some things with you from these verses of Scripture this morning. Let me give you this, and I'll move just as quickly as I can. Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now that word evidence simply means proof, or it can also mean conviction. As I've said so many times, and I want to say once again in passing this morning, the Bible also says there in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him, him being God today. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. But also this morning, with faith, the possibilities are endless. Boy, I wish we could get a hold of that here this morning. Without faith, we cannot please God. But with faith this morning, certainly today again, I want us to think about it. The possibilities are endless. What is it that you need God to do in your life? What is it that you need God to do in the life of your family, of your children, of your grandchildren? What is it that we need God to do in the life of Pleasant Grove Baptist Church this morning? Friend, if he does anything, if anything will move the heart and the hand of God this morning, it will be putting childlike faith, trusting God this morning, because I serve a great big God. Hallelujah. Oh, the problems may seem large, and they may be. The difficulties may seem large, and they may be. And they may look impossible this morning. But I'm so glad for a Heavenly Father, hallelujah, through the avenue of faith within his will. I'm glad I serve a God who can, who will, and is still working this morning if we'll place our faith in him today, my friend. There's folks coming here this morning, you're troubled. There's folks here that come in this morning probably that's going through some difficulties of life. Listen to me. I'm glad, thank God, there's somebody that you can look to. I'm glad there's somebody that knows where you're at. I'm glad there's somebody that can help you. But listen, friend, you're going to have to cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you today. Amen. We see the element of faith, the power of faith demonstrated before us time and time again. I'm afraid the problem with the modern day person sitting in our modern day churches, our modern day Christians, is this morning we are missing this element of faith. What God can and will do in our lives if we just trust him. Just trust him. Let me ask you this question before I move on. What is it that you need to trust him with this morning? If it's your soul, could I say he's trustworthy? If it's your problem, could I say he can help you? If it's discouragement, I'm glad he can encourage you. Listen, I don't know what it is, but there's people sitting all over this building this morning. The husband may not know about it. The wife may not know about it. The children might not know about it. Mom and daddy might not know about it. The preacher might not know about it. But God in heaven already knows about it. And is standing with open arms ready to help you this morning. How do you know that? Well, look at the circumstance before us this morning. The power of faith. And I subtitled it this morning, not only the power of faith, but a father's faith for his child. Yeah. A father's faith, yeah, for his child. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful story that we have. You say, "Preacher, do you believe this actually happened?" Absolutely. I have no problems in believing, it took place just exactly like the Bible records that it did. Now, Matthew maybe doesn't give us as much insight as Mark and Luke gives, but you can go and study that later. Don't have time to get in all that this morning. But listen to me, and I believe that not only is this story true, but I believe the same Jesus that Jairus got a hold of is the same Jesus that I need to get a hold of and that you need to get a hold of. Can I say this morning? Listen, we're living in a time, moms and dads, thank God these children need to see some faith in our lives. And listen, if we get a hold of anybody, we ought to get a hold of him. Listen, for them this morning, because listen to me. Listen, they can accomplish all kinds of things in this world. And listen, I'm not opposed to that, not preaching against that. But listen, if they miss this element of faith, if we miss getting them to the person of Christ and getting Christ to them this morning, listen, we've missed it all. They've missed it all. Oh, this morning, thank God for the power of faith and getting our children to the person of Christ and getting Christ to them this morning. I want you to notice some things. I've got to move quickly today. I know time is getting away, but first of all, I want you to notice from our text today a dying daughter. A dying daughter. Now, you'll find that this young lady was 12 years old. You'll find, I believe it is in the Gospel of Mark, that this was his only child. So I want you to put yourself, I want you to put yourself within this very, the very elements of this story this morning. Think about it being your only child. Think about her being 12 years old. Think about certainly all that's going on within the story. Could I say something before I forget it this morning? I may preach all around this thing today, but I want you to think about this dying daughter, and I'll talk about her dad in just a moment. But Lord, are you thinking about that situation? The only thing that mattered to Jairus at this point was getting some help for his daughter. Oh, my soul. I would to God we could get back to that place. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, we're worried about the ball games. We're worried about the ballets. We're worried about all the things of this world. We're worried about the beach, and we're worried about the mountains. Listen, there's nothing wrong with going on vacation. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the good things that God's given us. I'll tell you what, everything this morning seems to take priority over the things of God, over the element of faith this morning, over teaching them right and showing them hallelujah. There's something, I thank God this morning, there's something better, hallelujah, than this world's got to offer. There's something better than the amusements of this world. There's something better, thank God, what this world can and will give. Oh, I'm glad this morning, thank God, for a peace and a hope and assurance. Oh, I'm glad this morning that it's well with my soul because of the power of faith this morning, my friend. We're concerned about all the other elements of life. And listen, there's nothing wrong with all the other things that I've mentioned within the right priorities. But it seems to me this morning that everything is taking priority over the things of God. But I'll tell you what, if you get to the place that Jerry has got, you get to the place that we see a dying daughter, I'll tell you what, I believe we'd want to do something about it. A dying daughter, as I said, I believe that we can see some type and some types and figures within the story this morning. I'm not trying to take away or add to, but to think about it within a spiritual standpoint. This young lady was 12 years old. I don't know what the age of accountability is. The Bible doesn't tell us. It's different for all ages this morning, but I'll guarantee you she's 12 years old. She's old enough to understand what's right and what's wrong, and we see a dying daughter. Can I say today, we ought to look at our children and our grandchildren, and we'll look at our families, and we'll look at this community around us today and see people are dying and perishing without God, and through the avenue and the power of faith, get them to Jesus and get Jesus to them. I'll tell you what, God can and will do in their life what He's done in ours this morning. There's a dying daughter. You say, preacher, that don't mean much to me. If it's your daughter, it would. it's your daughter, you would. If it's your son, you would. See a dying daughter. First of all, I want you to notice with a dying daughter, I've already given it to you, but let me give it to you in passing this morning. First of all, see her condition. Brother Kitt, she's at the place in life that nobody else can help her. Ain't nothing else can be done. I'll guarantee it. Jairus and the position that he was in, and I don't have time to get into all that this morning, but the position he was in, the place in life that he was in, the society that he was within, that he probably had the resources. But the resources couldn't help. I bear to say today that he probably done everything up to this point that he could do. I would. And you would too if you got any sin. I don't know what's wrong with people. They people half crazy anyhow.
Amen.
I mean, we're living in a messed up world with messed up people. Well, preacher, what's brought us to this place? We've left Jesus out. Hey man, that's the whole problem this morning. I'm telling you what, there's something takes place in this story that's so wonderful. I don't know if I'm going to even get to share it all this morning, but I want you to see the dying daughter. We see her condition. The Bible says that she's sick unto death. Friend, if you're here today without Christ, I want you to know something. You're sick unto death. You are sick unto death. Preacher, I'm not that bad. I try to do the best that I can. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. You can't. But I'm glad somebody who can. Hey man, you can't take care of that sin problem. You can't take care of that guilt problem. You can't take care of that sickness in your soul today. But boy, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that there's somebody that can. And what I'm trying to do this morning is to get you to Jesus and get Jesus to you. And I'm telling you what, if he touches you like he touched her, I'm telling you, your life will forever be changed this morning. We see this dying daughter. We see her condition. We see not only her condition, but as I've already said, we see her crisis. She could not help herself. She could not make herself better. And just like the woman with the issue of blood, I mean, she'd spent all that she had. She'd sought all those positions, but it rather grew the worse. I mean, nothing could help. It looks hopeless. It looks helpless. And there's some of you who might have come in here today that you feel hopeless and you feel helpless. Well, you might have come in like that, but if you'll get a hold of what I'm trying to preach this morning, you can go out of here with a hallelujah, with a song, hallelujah in your heart, and a spring in your step, and a smile on your face, knowing, thank God, this same Jesus that touched Jairus' daughter is the same Jesus that's touched you and helped you with your difficulty this morning. Oh, I'm telling you, I see the dying daughter. I see your condition. I see that there's a crisis. But thirdly, I see there's some critics. You say, preacher, why would you throw all that in there? Because I know how the critics are. Every time Jesus get ready to do something, the first thing that they tell him is that he can't. Hey, man. I mean, they know you're bothering the master. You'll find that those very words are spoken. I believe it's in Mark or Luke or maybe both of them this morning. Don't bother the master. I say bother the master this morning. I say get a hold of the master this morning. Because the situation may look bleak and it may look dim. But oh, if you could just get a hold of the master and the master get a hold of you. Don't worry about the critics. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about the old Satan this morning. Jump it up on your shoulder and say, no use to listen. There's nobody loves you. There's nobody cares. There's nobody that can help you. He's a liar and the father of all lies. Oh, there's somebody that can and will help you this morning, and his name is Jesus. Amen. I see the dying daughter, her condition. Oh, it's bleak. Her crisis. Nobody else can help, but I see her critics. Oh, she's already dead. They ain't used gumming with her, messing with her. Hey, that may have been what somebody said about me before I got saved. Ain't no use messing with him. He ain't going to listen. You can't do nothing with him. Oh, I'm glad this morning. Thank God there was somebody that could. Amen. Hallelujah. What happened through the power and the element of faith? Somebody got a hold of the Master, and the Master got a hold of me. I want you to see the dying daughter. Secondly, I want you to see a desperate daddy. If a dying child don't bring you to the brink of doing whatever, whenever, however, then friend, you got greater problems than I can help you with today. I'm going to be honest with you. Anybody that could look at their child in the face, that only child, that daughter that he had helped bring into this world, that had nourished and taught and played with, had held in his arms, had set him, no doubt, her on his knee and bounced her on his knee. She's dying. He knows she's dying. The Bible didn't say anything about physicians, but I'll guarantee he sought every help he could get. But nobody could help. That's a desperate daddy. Would to God that some of our daddies would get desperate for their children again.
Right.
Oh, God, help us this morning, men. You're leaving it up to the wife. Leaving it up to the mama. You're leaving it up to the church. Leaving it up to the Sunday school teacher. I'm just going to preach a while. Let's go ahead and get your seatbelts on and buckle in. I'm just going to preach a while. You're going to leave it up to the Sunday school teacher. You're going to leave it up to the choir. You're going to leave it up to the old leather lung preacher to do what he can. And I'm going to do everything I can to keep him out of hell.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But we ought to have some daddies this morning. Get burdened enough over your children, your grandchildren. Get burdened enough over this community. Get burdened enough over this church this morning. Find your place in the altar this morning, crying out to God, getting them to Jesus, getting them to Jesus, realizing that the only hope that they have of getting out of this world and going to a place called heaven, any hope of them living in this world with any kind of peace and any kind of joy, Lord, have mercy, I've got to get them to Jesus. I've got to get my faith right. I've got to get my walk right. I've got to get my talk right. I've got to get this young'un, my young'uns, I've got to live before him. I've got to get them to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
We have a desperate daddy. I would to God today be some moms. We're concerned about everything else for them. Concerned about what teachers they're going to get in school. Hey, man. Whether they're going to make the ball team or not, make the cheerleading team. Hey, man, nothing wrong with those things in the right place. Listen, I'm not preaching against those things. But I am saying today when they take priority, like I've already said, when they take priority over the elements of faith. Let me ask you this question this morning. Just how important is your faith to you? How important is my faith to me this morning? Man, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. But with faith, the possibilities are endless.
Right. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
All I know to do at this point this morning, preacher, is just trust Him. Just trust Him. There's a lot of things in this messed up world I don't understand. I don't have the answers for. I can't solve them. I can't do anything about them. But there's one thing I can do. I can just trust Jesus this morning.
Right.
I can't live my children's life for them. God called me to be a parent, not a best friend. I don't know why I'm saying all this morning, but somebody evidently is needing it. See, the parenting ideas of today is, I want to be their best friend. Well, now they need a best friend. And you need to be a friend. But I'm glad this morning there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
There's one today that can do for him what I can't do for him. And what this generation of folks needs is not for you to be their best friend. They need you to be a mom and daddy. They need you to be a pa and a nana. They need you to be an aunt and an uncle. What are you saying, preacher? They need to see that element of faith lived out through your life. How important is your faith? If your faith's not important enough this morning to bring you to church, I can sit here and beat you over the head all day. You ain't going to listen to me. If your faith won't motivate you, woo, ain't we having a good time this morning? Good thing some of them's on vacation this week, I guess. If they'd have been here, Brother Archie, they'd have really got it, wouldn't they? Just how important is your faith? Now, I don't know how Jairus had heard of Jesus, the Bible doesn't say. But think about all the miracles and all the things that's taking place. And you know, then people run around and say, have you met Jesus? Have you heard about Jesus? Have you heard about that crowd that got healed? Have you heard about all the things that he's already done? Have you heard about him?
Yes, sir.
Maybe Jairus is at home. Poor old dying daughter laying out there before him. And maybe he's saying, oh God, this is my only daughter. I don't want her to die. God, could you send somebody by to help me? Could you give me some direction? God, I need some help. I don't want my daughter to die. Could you send somebody by to help me or to tell me or to give me some direction? Could you do it? I could just imagine maybe a knock comes on the door. Who is it? Jairus, have you heard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jairus, have you heard? Have you heard about this man named Jesus? My soul, he's been touching people and healing people, and people are excited, and people's lives are being changed. Hey, Jairus, have you heard about him? Jairus says, no, but I'm going to go find him. Hallelujah. I've got to go find Jesus. I'm telling you what, this desperate daddy heads out and he gets to where Jesus is at. Oh, my soul, brother. Thank God business is fixing to pick up. Things is fixing to happen in the life of Jairus and his daughter this morning. And thank God he gets to Jesus. There's a crowd all around Jesus. But somehow Jairus, in his desperation, oh, my soul, in his desperation, he gets to Jesus and says, Jesus, Jesus, I need you to come and touch my daughter. In his desperation, it'd do good for some dads to get desperate this morning. Oh, preacher, it ain't all that bad. If your child's not saved this morning, that's the worst condition they could be in. Hey, man. Dying daughter, desperate daddy. I want you to see in this desperate daddy, I want you to see his determination. I got to get to Jesus. While Jesus is speaking, we see in verse 18 that a certain ruler came. Now, he didn't come popping his chewing gum and thinking about everything that's going to happen, what he's going to eat for lunch that day. Hurrying, hoping Jesus would hurry up and get done. Hey, man, I'm preaching. I'm preaching good. Just hold on. Hey, there was something greater that needed to take place. I want to see his determination. I'm going to get to Jesus. Dads, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to get to Jesus. Amen. Husbands, you need to get to Jesus. I don't care what kind of problem you might be going through today.
Right.
I don't care what kind of difficulty you might be going through today. If you just get to Jesus.
Amen.
You say, he's going to fix everything like I want it fixed. I didn't tell you that.
But if you'll get to Jesus, I'll tell you one thing. He'll begin to work in your life like he's never worked in your life. And maybe even in your family. He's a desperate daddy. We see his determination. I want you to notice something else about Jairus. Not only do I see his determination, but I see his declaration. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I see him in verse 18. I see him reverence the Savior. Notice the Bible says, and worshiped him. Some of you daddies ought to get to worshiping him. Whoop! Hello, 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 hello. That was an echo, wasn't it? If you get to the place Jairus was at. Now, I think it's Mark. It says that he come and fell at his feet. Matthew says that he worshipped him. I see this morning. I see that he reverenced the Lord Jesus. We're worried about reverencing and respecting everybody else. And we should. I'm not saying that we should. But then we disrespect him. Ooh. Ooh. I hear a wind blowing. What do you mean, preacher? He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of our worship this morning. There's a desperate daddy. He's willing to do whatever, however, wherever. So he don't want to see his daughter die. Oh, I wish we could get a hold of this morning. And the picture that the Scriptures are painting for us. You say, well, preacher, my kids is not, they're not that old yet. You ought to start praying for them before they ever get here. You ought to pray for them from the time they get here to the time you leave this world. They need your prayers. They need your faith. If you've got any, if you don't, come up here and get you a good dose of it. Would to God some men get a hold of this morning. Would to God there be some ladies get a hold of this morning. There's a many a mama that left this world praying for a son or a daughter. I've heard it testimony after testimony after testimony of men and women being saved after mama or daddy, after they'd lived their life out, lived it in faith, I mean prayed for them, died and went to heaven. Thank God just somewhere down the road, hallelujah, somebody comes along knocking on the door and telling them about this man named Jesus. And they get right with God and they begin to testify. I'd hear mama back in the bedroom. Hey, she'd be praying for me. I heard daddy praying for me. I'm telling you this morning, thank God, there's still power. There's still power. There's still power in faith this morning, my friend. Here's a desperate daddy. We see his determination. We see his declaration, his reverence to the Savior. We see his request also in verse 18. Saying, my daughter is even now dead. You'll find that as Jairus was going to Jesus, to find Jesus, you'll find that she was still alive, and you'll find that there was a messenger that came to Jairus and said, Jairus, she's dead. She's dead. But that didn't stop Jairus. Some of you give up. Some of you quit. Oh, I'm preaching good this morning. Some of you ain't liking it much, but I'm going to preach it anyhow. You say, preacher, why would you do that? Because I love you and God loves you this morning. And somebody needs to knock on that old hard head of yours and let you know that, thank God, hallelujah, it still works. I see his determination. I see his declaration. In his reverence, I see his request. My daughter's even now dead. She's dead. She's dead. Do you understand the word dead? She's dead. But watch it. I see not only his determination and his declaration, but I see his demonstration of faith. Oh, the power of faith. You say, preacher, where do you see it? Look at it.
My daughter is even now dead. Most of us say, well, just go dig the hole. We're done. Jairus said, Oh, if we could just grab a hold of this element of faith. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Hallelujah. Thank God for the demonstration of faith. Thank God he didn't give up. He didn't quit. He got to Jesus. Even though they come and say, Jairus, your daughter's dead. He gets to Jesus and he says, if you could just lay your hand on her, she'll live. Oh, my soul. Thank God for those that are dead without Christ. Hallelujah. If he could just lay his hand on you. Thank God. And through your demonstration of faith, trust him this morning. I'll tell you, he'll give you life today, my friend.
Amen. Right.
He's determined. He makes a declaration, but we see his demonstration. So we see there's a dying daughter. No use to question that. We see a desperate daddy. But then I see a divine deliverer. Listen, I thought about this. All those, listen, there was a crowd around Jesus. But this demonstration of faith by Jairus. Notice the Bible didn't say, Jesus tell Jairus, Jairus, just hold on a little while. I'll get to you. He didn't say that. Now, he could have and touched her just as much and brought her back to life. I mean, he could have done that. Why? Because he's Jesus. But notice he didn't do that. Notice the Bible says he arose and he followed him. And getting through all, listen, fighting through all the critics and the crowd, there's a woman that touches the hem of his garment. 12 years, the same age of this daughter. I won't have time to preach all this before, but it's some good stuff.
Yes, sir. My.
He's headed to Jairus' house. She said, oh, if I could but just touch the hem of his garment. You know what she done? She rushed around through that crowd somehow or another, and she touched the hem of his garment. Man, how all that happened? Through the power. Faith, the power of faith, the power of faith.
Man.
Why? Because he's a divine deliverer. He's a divine savior. He's a divine healer. He's a divine helper.
Amen.
Nobody else could have done what Jesus done that day. All hope was gone. Some of you may have some wayward children today and you think all hope is gone. You say, preacher, I tried to do the best I could. Tried to raise them right. Tried to teach them right. Tried to show them that element of faith. But somewhere, they just didn't get it. Don't give up. 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 Up. Because there's still power in faith. It's a dying daughter. Desperate daddy. There's a divine deliverer. I want you to notice his response, and I'm closing quickly, I promise. Notice his response in verse 19. We said he arose and followed. As I've already said this morning, faith still moves the heart and the hand of God. Not only do I want you to see his response, I want you to see his rebuke of the scoffers. Don't worry about the critics and the scoffers. He'll take care of them too. Notice in verse 24, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead but sleepeth. Jesus says, I got this. I got it. She just taken a nap. She just taken a nap. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, what did he do? He got them out of the way. He got them out of the house. Oh, I pray to God. Hallelujah. I pray this morning and thank God for the critics and for the scoffers. I pray that God would hush their mouth this morning and thank God. Let God do his work today. He can take care of the scoffers. His response is rebuke. And thirdly, in closing, the results of genuine faith. You'll find that verse 25, when the people were put forth, he went in with Peter, James, and John with the parents and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. You'll find that Mark and Luke says that he tells her, calls her by he tells her to arise. What happens? She ain't got no other choice. Just like poor old Lazarus. He done went to paradise. And Jesus says, hey, Lazarus, you got to come on back. Preacher, you believe that? Absolutely. He speaks to her. He takes her by the hand. And she ain't got no other choice. She got to get up. Could you imagine? Could you imagine what took place in that house? Peter, James, and John's probably around, running around, hallelujah, thank God, and just absolutely, they're standing going, oh my soul, look what just happened. But I see a daddy. I see a daddy's got a smile on his face. Thank God from ear to ear. Because his daughter that was dead now lives again. When our children get saved and born again, thank God, we ought to rejoice. What's going to get them, our preacher? Power of faith. There may be a lot of folks sitting in this building today. Maybe it wasn't through a mom or a daddy. Maybe it was through a grandma or grandpa. Maybe it was through a neighbor. But it was through somebody that had an element of faith that shared with you the good news of the gospel, that got you under the preaching of the Word of God. They got you to Jesus, and Jesus got to you. Thank God for that day. Somebody got me to Jesus, and Jesus got to me. We'll give you one more verse of Scripture in closing. I believe this girl was in the best health. She could have been sickly before this. Listen, I don't know. But I'll guarantee you she was in good shape after Jesus touched her. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Watch this. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know what happened to this desperate daddy? He desperately sought after the Master. And the Master rewarded him. How, preacher? How? Tell me how. I've been trying to tell you for the last 30, 45 minutes. Through the power of faith. What is it you're trusting God for today? What is it you need to trust Him for? Listen, I don't know. If you need to trust Him for salvation, it's available. I'm going to have some daddies and some grandpas get desperate. Get your children, your grandchildren. Maybe your neighbor's children. Well, preacher, that ain't my concern. It ought to be somebody's. Get them to the Master. Ought to be some mamas. Listen, your life might be turned upside down right now. I don't know. All I try to do is follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. You say, well, preacher, we've been preaching through all these miracles. You've just been going on and on and on. Well, I might just go on and on and on some more. As long as God says go on and on and on. Because, man, we got to get a hold of it. Because the power of faith is what makes a difference to stand on our feet. No music, no song. It's just up to you and God. Father, I come before your throne of grace this morning. And Lord, I thank you for the truths of the Scriptures. And Lord, I thank you for this element of the power of faith. And Lord, I don't know what needs to be done in the hearts and lives of individuals and families and children, grandchildren. Lord, I don't know this morning. But Lord, I do know one thing, that, Lord, there's people here today that needs help. There's people here this morning that's hurting. And Lord, they've tried everything else. They've looked at every other avenue, but Lord, I pray today that they just come to you. I pray there'd be some daddies in this altar this morning praying for their children, their grandchildren, praying for their family, maybe their wife, maybe their neighbor's children, maybe their nieces and their nephews. I pray there'd be some moms this morning. Lord, if we need to get desperate about this thing, because there's some dying people around us. They're sick to death. Somebody needs to get them to Jesus, and Jesus needs to get to them. And I realize this morning, Father, you're the one that has to touch the heart, and realize the one that have to call upon you, but Lord, let us do our part. We get somebody to Jesus. I pray that if there's somebody here today lost, that today would be the day. Father, they come trust you. And Lord, the invitation's yours. I just pray we'd be obedient. And it's in Jesus' name, as every head's bowed and every eye's closed. And